This is an iHeart podcast.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun on a Tuesday. And here's what we've got on a Tuesday. I am going to do the best I can not to lose my temper tonight. You know, I don't like to do yell and scream radio. Rah, everything sucks. I don't like to stress you out or stress myself out. That's very rare when I do that. And it's not that something is uniquely making me angry tonight. I'm on virtually zero sleep, and I will explain why here in just a moment. Yes, I'm going to address this Biden documents thing, the communist war on poor people, and why that's so tragic, because oftentimes poor people are the ones who vote for that. The sky is green. America's corporations are making changes. Why you need a lawyer every time you talk to a cop, and a New York judge apparently did make some comments that are fireable, all that and so much more coming up on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show tonight. We're going to get to emails. We're going to have all kinds of fun, but I should probably address this before I get to the Biden documents. Why am I tired? What's going on there? I like to lead the show with the important things, like me and my sleep. So here's what happens. Youngest son has some sort of a doctor's appointment today. I won't get into all the details. He had one this morning. It's fine. Everything's fine. Everything's good to go. He's all healthy, but had a doctor's appointment. And so we needed a good night's sleep last night because we're going to have to go to the doctor with him. So we needed a good night's sleep. There's going to be no options in the morning to rest. And of course, about 2:30, 3 a.m., beep, fire alarm goes off. Not only does the fire alarm not go off, it just does this really loud beep that says, fire! It goes off. It's the one in our bedroom. Oh, crap. All right. No, what are we going to do? But it only beeps once. And then it stops blinking red. It beeps once. Okay, this is not the end of the world. We'll be fine. Then we try to go back to sleep. About an hour later, right as you're going back right into that deep sleep, right about 4 a.m., beep, only this time it goes off, and it did that thing where it sets off a chain reaction where it sets off every single one in the house. It's like a safety precaution. And so, not dealing with the most amount of sleep tonight, but we'll be just fine. I should note that I am now on a mission. I am on a mission to change the fire alarm battery industry. because nobody, try as you may, nobody will ever be able to convince me why something that is plugged into hard power, why the battery runs out all the time. I know why the battery's there. I'm aware it's a backup for if the power's out. I get it. Tell me how the battery goes out every 2 years when the battery is never used. All that said, see, I'm calm now. I'm completely calm.
You know, freedom is not free.
So let's address something, and let's address it in a very direct way, as we tend to do on the show. Let's address the story of the day. Well, that's what they say is the story of the day, the Biden documents. Headline, Biden's classified records, a headache is a Garland special counsel nightmare. And I've seen so much of this today from the left. Oh, no, this is a political gift for Trump.
There is a big political side to this. It is the definition of a political gift to Trump.
And what's wild is I've seen so many on the right, so many, radio, TV, seen so many say things like this. Whoa, where was the FBI raid on Joe Biden? Uh-oh, Biden's in trouble now. Or I've seen this. I know you've seen it all day long. What's conservatism been your whole life, my whole life? What's it been? Look at the hypocrisy. Oh, look, what hypocrites. Look at the hypocrisy. That's all conservatism has ever been, pointing out hypocrisy. So I know you've seen this all day. But Joe Biden, he went on 60 Minutes and said this.
You saw the photograph of the top secret documents laid out on the floor at Mar-a-Lago. What did you think to yourself? Looking at that image,
how that could possibly happen, how anyone could be that irresponsible.
And he sounds so old.
Thought, what data was in there that may compromise sources and methods? By that, I mean names of people who helped or et cetera. And it's just totally irresponsible.
What a hypocrite. Now, let's have a chat. Maybe you're new to the show. So maybe you need a little, maybe you need to get caught up here. So here's the deal on the show. On this show, we are going to move always beyond the lame, ineffective calls of hypocrisy every time the communists do something they don't want you doing. Because remember something, just a refresher for everyone who already knows this, the communist is in no way dissuaded or shamed by your accusations of hypocrisy. Not even a little bit. Of course he is given things that you are not given. Of course he does things you are not allowed to do. He is the king. He is the queen. He is the ruler. The king always gets an extra steak while the peasants are lucky to get a piece of stale bread. That's simply how he looks at society. No, they're not being hypocrites. They are kings. You are a peasant. You, as a peasant, as an outsider, Trump, as someone who doesn't serve the system, Trump was a system disruptor. Of course he's held to a different set of rules. He should be. After all, he's one of the icky ones. People are dogging on that hag Joy Behar on The View today for saying this. I actually applaud her. Not only is she being honest, she's very much a voice today for how the entire Justice Department, FBI, all the others, this is how they all feel. Good for Joy Behar.
I think that what you just said is right, that there are differences in what happened.
Yes, but you know, the optics are not good.
Well, we all know that Trump is a liar and a thief. It's not that big a jump to say that he obstructed and he lied. We don't think that Biden is a liar and a thief, so we give him the benefit of the doubt. That's partly what's going on.
Of course. You know, you can yell about that person all you want, but the truth is, that's how the DOJ looks at it. That's how the entire system looks at it. Joe Biden, well, yeah, he took a couple documents. Donald Trump, well, no, he's the Antichrist, a Nazi. Of course you're going to treat them differently. We must move beyond the lame, never-ending lame calls of, can you believe this? What if a Democrat did that, guys? What would the media be saying? Well, the media is against you. They're not against Democrats. Why is this complicated at all? They're not going to change. Accusations of hypocrisy are not going to divert their goals whatsoever. They're not concerned with things like that. You are. They are not. And always remember the reason for this. Yes, they think themselves as kings and queens, but also you're not dealing with people who have any kind of a moral code that you would recognize. You think accusations of hypocrisy are effective. Well, you probably don't, but you get what I'm saying. The right thinks accusations of hypocrisy are effective because it would bother you if someone called you a hypocrite. In even a tiny way, you view that as something you don't want to be, even though we all are on some level, right? But it's not a goal. It's not anything anyone wants. If someone accused you of being that, especially if it was someone you knew, someone you loved, someone whose opinion you valued, you would say, "What? No, I'm not. That's not a." But when you're dealing with anti-humans, as communists are, you're not dealing with people who are in any way affected by that at all. If you hooked these people up to a lie detector test and sat them down and said, "But you're a hypocrite." Remember during all the COVID stuff? How many examples could I give you? One of my favorite ones that gets no play is Andrew Cuomo telling everyone mask up, social distance, and like the next day gets caught at some big fundraiser, no mask on, handshaking, hugging everybody. And everyone said, hypocrite! Man, if you sat Andrew Cuomo and hooked him up to a lie detector test, you wouldn't find that he was bothered by accusations of hypocrisy at all. Of course, as one of the kings and queens, one of the priest class of hypocrisy, of course, or of government, of communism, of course he is qualified to do things you're not qualified to do. So let's move beyond it. And as we move beyond it, because that's what we're not going to do. What we're not going to do is do the hypocrisy thing. So since we're not going to do that, well, let's be direct about something here. Let's be very, very direct about what you are going to see, what it is and what it isn't. So we're going to get into that here in a few. We're also going to get into the communist assault on poor people. There are actually a couple things going on that are really bad. There is an armed man who defended himself, and now he finds himself in a bit of trouble. Make sure, well, you know, we're gonna make sure you're being protected. We're going to talk about the sky is green. There's new info out about social media. Teletubbies, better stop watching that with the kids. A nurse strike, grooming schools, and Rear Admiral Butt gig on another private jet on a quest to save the planet. All that's still to come on The Jesse Kelly Show.
Miss something?
There's a podcast.
Get it on demand wherever podcasts are found. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We're going to move off these Biden documents here in just a minute because, again, it's like I got this email. You guys get it. You always get it. Jesse, you ready for the hypocrisy onslaught today with Biden's confidential docs? I'm getting my popcorn, sitting back and watching the show. Of course. It's what you'll hear all day. We got them this time. The clock is ticking. Oh, what a hypocrite. They're in trouble. They're not in trouble. One final word on this. Now, I know this stuff is hard to hear, but we always have to adjust. We have to manage expectations, do we not? You don't live in a just country anymore. You don't have any kind of a just federal system. I brought this up before. I'm going to play it for you again. I want you to understand this is not how Joy Behar feels on The View. This is how the Department of Justice feels. The FBI, CIA, endless judges, they agree with her.
I think that no, what you just said is right, that there are differences in what happened.
Yes, but you know, the optics are not good.
Well, we all know that Trump is a liar and a thief. It's not that big a jump to say that he obstructed and he lied. We don't think that Biden is a liar and a thief, so we give him the benefit of the doubt. That's partly what's going on.
You live in a late-stage republic. Part of having a late-stage republic is growing to accept, not that it's acceptable and not that you should be okay with it, but coming to some sort of acceptance in your heart, in mind, that there are places in this country, many of them now, where justice is not going to be had. This is not a problem for Joe Biden. This isn't the end of the world. The hypocrisy is not going to get to him this time. And do remember, lots of times, the hypocrisy is the point. And let me explain this, because this is a real human nature thing, because I bet you're guilty of this too. I know personally I am. We want access to good stuff, don't we? Now, let me ask you, just to be honest with yourself. You know, I'll be honest with you. Part of the fun of having access to good things, maybe access to things other people don't have, is telling people about it, isn't it? Now, we don't want to be braggarts. We don't want to be, hey, look what kind of car I drive. But isn't that kind of the fun of it? Isn't that kind of enjoyable? If you have, that's a good example. Oh, I've got one for you. So I wanted to go to a concert. There's a big concert that came here in Houston. I wanted to take the wife, nice date night, didn't want to pay for tickets. So I thought I'd send a quick text out to our local iHeart folks here. Hey, any chance you guys have an extra ticket? Because they always have extra tickets for concerts, stuff like that. They texted right back, hey, we've got two spots for you in our luxury box in the suite for free. Well, I went up. I hadn't spent any time in a luxury box before. I'm feeling like a big shot walking through all these special security checkpoints, and soon I find myself up in a suite, and they had food for free. They had like hot dogs and a little nacho station and stuff like that, so it was great. They had beers for free, and the seats were, and I'm in a luxury box, a lifetime of nosebleed seats. I'm in a luxury box. Now, did I put that out there immediately for the whole world to know? Look at me. Look at how important I am. No. But did I keep it to myself? Of course not. Of course I didn't. I told friends. I told family. Text a quick picture. Hey, check this out. Part of the fun of having access to things other people don't get access to is showing it off. That's not a great part of human nature, but it is a part of human nature. The communists in the United States of America, who now enjoy the full protection of America's Justice Department, they enjoy the protection of the media. They enjoy the protection of the entertainment industry, the education industry. It's not enough just to have that protection. You've got to show it off a little bit. Now remember, this all goes back to the COVID stuff. I just brought up stuff about Andrew Cuomo, but I could have brought up anybody. Why do you think in the era of cell phones, they kept getting, quote, caught without masks or caught traveling to places with no mandates and no mask mandates when they just mandated something for their state and then they left and took off? And why do you think they kept getting caught? Do you think these governors, these senators, these congressmen, do you think they're not aware that there's a cell phone camera everywhere? Do you think they're not aware that they're going to be online almost immediately with video of them doing bad things? I'm aware of it. I go out in public now. I'm aware that at any moment I may be on camera doing what I'm doing. Uh-oh, better not scratch my nose. That's going to look bad. It's going to look like I'm digging for a boogie out there. I'm aware. Everyone's aware. They knew they were going to get caught. Getting caught was half the point. I get to do these things. You don't. Joe Biden with his documents. Well, yes, I get to keep them. I'm part of the crowd in power. You don't, because you're not. It's really that simple. And one final thing on this before we move on, because I want to address the assault on poor people right now. Before we move on, I do want to just say this really quickly. All presidents do this, by the way. All of them. Republicans, Democrats. Because of the merging of the personal and professional worlds, they all take home little trinkets they shouldn't take home as part of a little keepsake of being president. All of them do it. It's never been a big deal. It only got into the news because they couldn't find anything to bust Trump with, so they used this. That's all there is to it. All right? All right. Now, let's move on and talk about poor people. Speaking of poor people, maybe you're not exactly killing it right now paying the bills. Or maybe you're paying the bills, but maybe it's stressful. You know, there is a way that you can essentially take in about $1,000 a year if you're a family right now, an extra grand with no effort whatsoever. Switching your cell phone plan to Pure Talk. When we switched from T-Mobile to Pure Talk, family of four, our bill got cut in half. Pure Talk is a lot more than just a patriotic company. You already know that. Great service, same 5G network, you already know that. They save you a fortune. We're talking 10 minutes on the phone. You could switch right now in 10 minutes. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. 10 minutes on the phone? That'll save you, by the way, an additional 50% off your first month if you do it now. Dial #250, say Jesse Kelly. Save money where we can, right? Go save a bunch of money. Switch to Pure Talk. All right, poor people. Communism. Hang on.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
What I told people, I was making a podcast about Benghazi. 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
It's almost a dirty word, one that connotes conspiracy theory.
Will we ever get the truth about the Benghazi massacre?
Bad faith political warfare, and frankly, bullshit.
We kill the ambassador just to cover something up. You put two and two together.
Was it an overblown distraction or a sinister conspiracy?
Benghazi is a Rosetta Stone for everything that's been going on for the last 20 years.
I'm Leon Nafok from Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries. This is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yeah, that's right. Lock her up.
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Yeah, one final thing on this today. I'm seeing a ton of people talk about, well, the DOJ knew about this stuff before the election, and then they hit it, guys.
Revelation about these classified documents found in his former private office at a D.C. think tank. How concerned is the White House about it, or is it concerned at all?
Well, clearly there's going to be some political concern here. The president gearing up for a potential launch of his reelection campaign, and now you have hanging over them this legal cloud. But it was interesting and I think important to note that White House advisors at the highest levels would have known that this issue was ongoing for at least 2 months, given the timeline we were given from the White House yesterday. And so I think one of the questions is about why they've waited for this story to sort of break in the news on its own versus being fully transparent, disclosing this as soon as it happened 2 months ago.
Yeah, why didn't the Biden administration come out and just, why didn't they just come out and admit it? Why do people play stupid? I'm so sick of people on both sides playing stupid. They didn't come out and admit it right away. because they knew the DOJ's completely on their side and the DOJ would bury the news until after the midterms. It's not complicated. We have questions. No, we don't have questions. We know exactly what happened. They knew Merrick Garland and the DOJ would run cover for the Biden administration, and they were 100% correct. Let's stop acting confused about things we're not confused about. I'll never get that. I'll never get that at all. Jesse, did you seriously throw the vegetables away after I made you vegetables and try to hide them in the trash can? What? That wasn't me, princess. No, I don't know who did that. Let's stop with the confusion. There's no confusion. Of course I did. Now let's talk about something else. I like to read history. I know you do, or at least you like to listen to it if you're like Chris and you only do audiobooks. But you like history. I find history fascinating. And one of the things I find about the history of communism to be extremely fascinating is that there are, in general, two paths to it. And I think this is a good opportunity to talk about it because I saw two different headlines today. One, poor people are five times more likely than the average earner to be audited by the Biden IRS. And I saw this. Kathy Hochul's talking about building a more sustainable New York. And as part of the effort to build a more sustainable New York, I'm not kidding, this is two things that are part of it. Prohibit the sale of any new fossil fuel heating equipment by 2035 and transition all new construction to be zero emission by 2028. Now, what does that mean in practicality? What that means is poor people who already have a poor standard of living are about to go from poor to starving and freezing and roasting to death. That's what that means. The technology doesn't exist to do zero emission. The fossil fuels are the greatest thing, if we're even going to use their language when it comes to fossil fuels, are the greatest thing that's happened to this planet, maybe ever. They're fantastic. This is a war on poor people that will result in people dying. But the history of communism is very funny because there appear to be two paths into it. One, we'll get to the poor part in a second, is uber wealthy. Remember, the vast majority of communist leaders from the past, they're all rich kids. They're not the poor, the urban poor, the rural poor. They're all rich kids. Lenin, rich kid. Mao was the son of a wealthy rural farmer. Pol Pot, rich kid. Parents were right next to the king, rich kid. All those South American communist leaders that popped up, virtually all of them, rich kids. Che, all the rest of them, rich kids. They're all a bunch of rich kids. The path, the rich path to communism generally comes with this if you actually read into things. They're rich kids. Their parents did horrible jobs putting values on them. And so as a rich kid, remember, every single person, it's human nature. You're created this way to seek out a challenge. You seek out something to overcome. Well, you're a rich kid with a worthless mom and dad driving a BMW when you're 15 years old. You never have to work for anything, have all the pretty girls. That sounds like a great life, but eventually you need a challenge. So they found communism to be that challenge. I'll be the champion of the poor. And so there's a rich path to it. And they are always the ones who end up leading the movement. They're always the ones who end up mass murdering everyone because, remember, they're the rich kids. They're the smarter people. Everyone, look, a bunch of people have to die. Just trust me. I'm rich. I've got it covered. So that's the rich path to communism. But then there's a second path. And this is the one I find I'm more sympathetic to this path. I guess I'll put it that way. Screw those rich kids and their communist crap. I don't like them. But poor people, when people, this is human nature, when you have a standard of living that is lower than the people you see around you. It's lower than what you see on television, what you see on social media every single day. Not that jealousy is ever something we can embrace or should wrap our arms around, but it is human nature. When you're struggling to make ends meet, and maybe you're there right now, maybe you're barely making ends meet, maybe the bills are barely getting paid, and then you just, maybe today you got on Facebook and you're barely making it, and your friend who lives across town, he just got back from Hawaii, week in Hawaii with his family. Oh, look, they stayed at the Four Seasons. And no, you're not mad at him about it, but maybe you're thinking, that sucks. We're eating Kraft Mac and Weenies tonight, and they just got back from Hawaii. That sucks. I understand how the poor get sucked into supporting communism. I genuinely do. I understand it. And the worst part of it is this. Like, you look at this New York stuff and you think about what that's going to mean when the temperatures drop below freezing and poor people start freezing to death inside of their homes in New York. And of course, all the rich, powerful people like Kathy Hochul, well, it's for your own good and all these things like that. What sucks is this. Kathy Hochul can push all this insanity all she wants, and it's never going to touch her, ever, in any way. She will always be in a home with heat in the winter and air conditioning in the summer. Whenever she wants to sit down for a steak dinner at some steakhouse in New York City, she's going to do that surrounded by armed bodyguards. Yes, the cost of that steak has tripled, so you can't do it anymore, but she can. She has the connection. She probably won't even have to pay for the steak. She'll always be on private planes. She'll always drive or be driven in whatever kind of car she wants to be driven in. But as she pushes these policies along, poor people are once again going to watch the people around them die. They're going to watch their already lower standard of living evaporate before their eyes. And the truth is this, and this is a very harsh truth, they're going to have voted in favor of virtually all of it. Virtually all of it. There are two paths to communism. The path to communism is virtually never goes through the middle class, ever, ever. Okay, you're not poor, you're not rich, you're working hard, you're trying to make ends meet, you're putting values on your kids, which is why nationally, let's expand this to nationally here quickly, that's why you see this constant assault on the middle class. You should know that's not just an American thing. The history of communism has always been that. When you look at a lot of the people Stalin murdered from the very beginning. Some of the main people you'll see are kulaks. It's so hilarious. I was just bringing that up. Chris wrote it down and held it up as I was saying it. Kulaks. Yes, kulaks. Stalin had declared them to be the enemy. Got to get rid of the kulaks. Well, who were the kulaks? Kulaks were simply people who owned a little bit of land. Not some wealthy plantation owner. You owned a bit of land, had a couple of employees, the middle class. That's who he viewed as the enemy. He knew the rich people would go alongside him to keep from getting shot in the head. He knew the poor people would continue to choose horrible government in a lame effort to get out of their situation. But the middle class, those people who think before they vote, those people with families, they're going to be a problem. It's always been this way. All right, we're moving on. We're moving on because we have Sky is Green stuff and emails. Speaking of wealth, 30% drop in the market last year. You've heard me tell you about Oxford Gold Group a lot, about gold you can hold, about them delivering real gold, real silver to your front door, something tangible. Well, maybe you've already done that. And maybe you want something more. You want to invest in something, but you're tired of getting slaughtered. Remember something. You can consider a portfolio protection plan. You can secure your IRA, your 401k, that thing that keeps getting slaughtered, with real gold and silver. You can make I look at it like insurance for your 401k. If you're watching your retirement evaporate, consider making a call. And if you haven't got precious metals delivered to your front door yet, make a call. 833-995-GOLD. Oxford Gold Group. I trust these guys. Not only am I a customer, my own father is a customer. They treat my people like gold. 833-995-GOLD. On my life, I didn't do that pun on purpose, but they do treat people like gold. Oxford Gold Group. For gold you can hold. All right? All right. The sky is green and emails. Hang on.
You're listening to the Jesse Kelly Show. You're welcome.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, reminding you if you missed any part of the show, you can catch the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. And on iTunes, this is really important, leave a 5-star rating in a review talking about how handsome I am. Before I get to the other stuff, I do have to address this from Stacey Abrams.
So when I was in college, I fell in love with a boy who was mean to me. Oh, God.
Yeah.
You know what? We've all done that.
Yeah. Well, he broke up with me and he said that I was too ambitious and wanted too many things and I would end up alone and lonely.
Yeah, he was right. That's one. Two. That's not why he broke up with you, Stacey. And I'm trying to be nice. I'm trying to be as nice as humanly possible here. That was part of why he broke up with you, because you're clearly an overly ambitious hag who would knife your own mother if it meant achieving political office. But that's not the main reason. The main reason he broke up with you is because you're ugly. And there's very little you can do about that. He wasn't mean to you. He was actually being nice, assigning that breakup to your ambition, when really it was your teeth. It's not your fault, but that's why you got broken up with, Stacey. I hate to be that guy. I didn't want to be that guy, but I'm trying to help. This is my effort. Look, Chris, I said in the new year, I'm going to be a nicer person with people and try to help more people this year than I helped last year. And there you are over there worried about me being nice to Stacey Abrams and explaining to her the reasons why. If she thinks it's because she's too ambitious, she may not hang on to the next guy. It's not your ambition, it's your face. You have to do something about the face or nothing's going to change, all right? Nothing's going to change. What, Chris? New York City nurses go on strike due to low pay and understaffing. See, again, this provides me another opportunity to be nice. I'm going to be nice. Oh, there's understaffing? You mean when you fire a whole bunch of nurses for not wanting to put an experimental therapeutic in their body, that has created staffing problems? No way. Huh. You know, I had no idea. I thought you could just voluntarily alienate half of your workforce and you would never have any staffing problems. Is that not the case? Huh, no way. You don't say. All right, let's get to some emails. Jesse, love the show. I'm a new listener. We live in rural Iowa and are very much an anti-commie community. Recently, we got a new principal at my daughter's elementary school who seems to be promoting some borderline commie stuff and is now having this fellow Stephen Covey book. Having them follow the Stephen Covey book. After reading up on him, he was a Clinton guy and kind of preached some socialist BS. What should I do to address this? You take this up with the principal in person immediately. You do this because you want to let them know you're watching. That may be enough to back them off. Remember, all the communist understands is fear and pain. He's not going to wake up tomorrow and realize I shouldn't do this anymore unless you make him afraid of you being aware, afraid of you getting loud and involved, then he won't change. Now, that's very likely not going to work. So step two is this. Step two is you become an activist. You organize and you drag 20, 30, 50 local parents, moms and dads to the local school board, and you make it known that this stuff is not acceptable. And you also make it known to them that you are coming for all of their school board spots if this doesn't stop. Does that sound like a threat? Jesse, I don't want to threaten them. You should threaten them. Not with anything illegal. No, don't ever go that route. Not with anything illegal. You threaten them with coming for their seats. Do it loudly. Do it publicly at the school board. The communist will never, ever, 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 ever be dissuaded by your good conduct. The communist only understands fear and pain. You have to understand that now. You have to understand that always. All right? All right. Before we get to the sky is green, I want to address this really quickly because I saw the headline today from The Blaze and it said the New York judge is accused of racist anti-gay comments, agrees to resign against the misconduct charge. So immediately when I saw that, because I've been conditioned by the society of lies, I rolled my eyes. I thought, oh gosh, I'm sure this person said something pretty benign. I don't see what the big deal is. Her name's Harriet Thompson. Turns out it wasn't that benign. Thompson referred to four other judges as gay racist and then used a derogatory term for gay people that starts with an F, called them a bunch of gay racists that. And then went on to say, I hate these gay white men. Being gay is an abomination to mankind. And then said, I don't like Hispanic people. They have a deceitful trait that goes way back to biblical times. So I thought this was going to be fairly, you know, oh, this PC culture. But it turns out you can't call all Hispanic people essentially dirty and dishonest. Was that right? I feel like that's... no, biblical times, Chris? I don't know. I didn't get that. I must have missed all the Espanol in the old Bible, but I missed all that. Apparently, I feel like this is that Seinfeld scene where George has to sit in front of his boss when he gets fired for messing around with a maid, and he says, was that wrong? Should I not have done that? Because I gotta be honest, if anyone had told me that sort of thing was frowned upon. All right, what do we have? Sky is green. This might get a little heavy because we have... this world of make-believe, it's something we talk about a lot, of not the communist activists. We know what we're up against there. We know we're up against universal deceit there. They're going to lie. They're going to lie without end. They're going to push their agenda. We got all that. We address that all the time on the show. That's not really our challenge. We talk about our challenge being what? Waking up all the people who think like us. They agree with you. They agree with me. If you're to sit them down and try to nail them down on their values and maybe their position on this issue or that issue, it would sound like you're talking to yourself. It would sound like you're talking to me. We're all with it. Yeah, we agree. But yet they live in a world of make-believe and they don't know it yet. Well, how does that happen? We have yet another example. Hang on.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked... why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.